This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It has been a while since I've had the pleasure of speaking with a good friend of this program, Tanya Pendleton, curator of Things to Do. She joins us this morning. Hello, Tanya. I hope you're feeling well.
Good morning, Jennifer. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm ready to catch up with you. Let's take listeners a few steps away from the hard news of the day and welcome in some light. You know, there are plenty of folks who've been cooped up and they are craving a change of pace.
You said it, Jennifer. I can bring some light virtually at a safe distance. How about that?
Perfect.
It may be different, but Easter will still be celebrated this year. The good news is many of the region's churches are broadcasting Easter services online. Archbishop Nelson Perez will lead Easter Sunday services via his Facebook page. And Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church, one of the largest in the area, is also expected to live stream Easter Sunday services. And we will have that info on our website.
Observing religious holidays can be comforting in times of crisis. You know, leaning into the virtual experience is definitely a new way, a decent way to connect.
It is. For those of us who love to travel, we can still enjoy it, just at a distance. Last week, I was watching Big Five animals on the game reserves in Africa. And this week, I plan to explore St. Lucia, virtually, of course. Well, every Tuesday and Thursday, St. Lucia's official Instagram page, Travel St. Lucia, offers events that have included yoga, cooking classes, and live music.
Virtual travel can turn into real travel down the line.
That's right. Now, the music industry has embraced the internet even now more than ever. If you follow your favorite artists on social media, you'll find that many are doing live concerts. Now, we talked last week about our favorite drummer, Questlove, doing DJ sets, but now the Roots have expanded on that with a schedule of performances and seminars on their YouTube channel.
Way to go, Roots!
And there's more local talent on YouTube, Jennifer. Theater Philadelphia has a digital theater series. They've put 12 full-length local productions online, including Dracula, His Girl Friday, and Macbeth.
Do they include old-fashioned intermission?
I'm sure you can create one of your own. You can set up your own candy and a popcorn stand in your kitchen. Maybe have your kids pay so they'll learn theater etiquette early. I've got something pretty exciting to tell you about.
Go on.
You've heard of Comic-Con?
Of course.
Well, now there's HomeCon, an online comic convention. It's going to be on Twitch, an app you can get for both iOS and Android. Now, Twitch is free, but HomeCon, it's going to cost you $5 to get in. Now, usually, your favorite actors would sign autographs in person, but now you can interact with them for one-on-one Zoom chats. That does cost more, but stars from the shows Arrow, Rain, Lucifer, Riverdale, and more are expected to participate. That's on Friday and Saturday, April 10th and 11th.
Sounds like there are a lot of options to keep folks busy and entertained when they need some time to decompress.
There really are. I'm just going to have to slow down on the quarantine snacks. I don't know about you, Jennifer, but I'm running through them way too fast.
Well, a nice walk should help you with that. Are you going to be back next week?
I will. And you can go on our website, whyy.org/things to do, and we'll let you know what parks are still open, along with some more ideas for Easter with the kids.
Stay safe, Tanya, and thank you for sharing. You're keeping the things to do in the things to do.
Thank you so much. You stay safe as well, Jennifer.